Right, we don't normally do Dear Scott at this time on a Tuesday, but it's a special occasion. Here is the posh lady from Radio 4 with an email we've received.
Dear Scott, I'm a Chilean listener. Greetings from South America. Excuse my English grammar. Love the show a lot. Podcast listener. A Chilean hug to Becky, Chappers, the posh lady, and to the one who does not speak.
See, people are always so nice on the email, aren't they?
Very nice.
Generally.
A Chilean hug.
I like a Chilean hug as well.
Yeah.
Is that some kind of thing we should be aware of that like, means something else?
I don't think so, no.
Gonna give him a Chilean hug. Is it like a Chinese burn?
I don't think so.
Right. Okay. Anyway, it reads on.
I'm a radio and TV personality too, here in Chile. But that's not all we have in common. Could not avoid noticing that we are both super good-looking guys. Funny, slim, tall.
Oh, yeah.
And we both have big ears that stick out of our head.
That was going so well. Slim. Thank you. Tall, good-looking, and massive ears.
That stick out of your head.
It was a bummer when I was a child, because they used to tell me things like Dumbo and brackets. But as I grew older, I noticed two things. When someone told me if I've ever thought to do surgery, a really attractive person would jump and say, "No, I love those ears." Really attractive people are attracted to big ears. Had the hottest partner who loved touching them, and when behind closed doors, loved putting them in their mouth, which feels great. It's because they can tell that if you are tall and have big ears, big hands, feet, and, well, you know where I'm going. It's a Darwin thing. And it also makes you look younger.
Right. No, I'm not being funny. But
have you written this yourself?
No.
I'm not being funny, but you know he said that he had really big ears.
Yeah.
How big is that other person's mouth?
I know.
Huge.
Now, I've never had anyone's mouth around my ears, I'd like to point out, because that's not my kind of thing.
Never, ever, ever?
No. Don't like people touching
not
my ears.
Not even a nibble?
Don't like people touching my ears.
Okay.
No, I'm not being funny, but my ears, they do stick out. They used to more as a child, but they're still quite big. However, I've seen a picture of him. No offence, mate. Your ears are massive. I looked him up on YouTube, and I think he's been on the kind of chilly version of Strictly Come Dancing.
Right.
And even when he's doing the foxtrot or whatever it is, you can see his ears a mile off. This is on a small screen watching YouTube.
Is his partner hanging on to his ears?
No.
As they waltz.
But they're a lot bigger than mine.
Is it a sensitive subject for you?
Yes.
A pink elephant in the room? Sending a picture so you know I'm not lying. Bye, or how we say in Chile, ciao. José Miguel Viluta.
Well, thank you, for that. And, yeah, your ears are big. Mine aren't as big as yours, so it makes me feel a whole lot better.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Gorgeous people like your ears.